All right, let's do this. We're going live in 5, 4, 3. Good morning and welcome back to Intrepid Lifestyle. I'm your host, Todd Schnick. This is going to be a fun conversation. I have been an advocate for an app called Coach.me for a long, long time, and I use it myself, and it does a wonderful job of helping me keep track of some very important goals of mine. It's a great habit builder and habit developer, but we're going to talk to someone today who's a coach on Coach.me, and it's going to be a promising and very powerful conversation. I'm looking forward to it. I'm joined this morning by Will Funsale. He is a digital productivity coach on Coach.me. Will, welcome to the show.
Hey, Todd. Thank you. I'm happy to be here.
I'm happy to have you. I appreciate you carving out some time. And hello from stateside to Cape Town.
Yes, I'm sitting in beautiful Cape Town, South Africa at the moment. I can actually see Table Mountain and the sunset as we're speaking.
That sounds great. Well, thanks for making time to do this, Will. So before we get into our conversation today, two things. First of all, tell us a bit about Will's background. Tell us about some of the work that you're out there doing.
Sure. So like you said, I'm a digital productivity coach. I specialize in productivity and accountability, and I provide phone, email, and text-based coaching to clients all over the world. The main thing that I focus on is we often struggle to keep up with the pace of work these days. Things seem to be happening faster and faster all the time. There's too much information to process, too many messages to answer, too many people to please, and just plain too much to do. And having been involved in management and executive positions at companies ranging from the legal industry to retail to music, I know that if you don't have an effective approach for defining and focusing on the things that you want to prioritize, other people are going to make you focus on their priorities. So what I try and do through my coaching service is take that knowledge and experience that I've built up and help my clients supercharge their productivity by refining the way they do their daily rituals, by improving their task management processes, by helping them build better communication skills, and just in general, by helping them get more done and have more impact.
I love it. I love it. So for the benefit of the audience, like I said, I've featured Tony, who is the founder of Coach.me, on this show several times now and have long advocated and long talked about the service. But for those listening to this episode who are not familiar with Coach.me, take a few quick seconds. Give us an overview of what that's all about.
Sure. So Coach.me is a web and a mobile app. You can use it on your computer or you can use it on your Android or iOS phone. And it used to be called Lyft back in the day. And back when it was still Lyft, it was mainly a tool for tracking your habits. You would define the things that you want to do on a daily basis in the app. And every day you're able to do those things, you check into those habits. And over time, the app then gives you a report and an overview of how you did and how many streaks you had and so on. Then about 2 years ago, they pivoted and they renamed themselves Coach.me, and they started focusing very much on hands-on coaching. And right as they were doing this, I was actually starting my online coaching business as well. And I heard about them, so I signed up as one of the first coaches on the platform. And what Coach.me does now is they still have that daily habit tracking that the Lyft app used to have. But on top of that, they've got a community as well where you can get in touch with other people who are trying to achieve the same habits. You can see the questions they've asked, and you can ask your own questions and get feedback from the community. And then if you want to take that habit to the next step, you can get a paid coach, an expert in that topic, who's going to help you via either phone calls or text messages to learn more about how to improve your habit and to keep you accountable for sticking to that habit on a daily basis.
Yeah, no, thank you for sharing that. And yeah, and I date back to the Lyft days, and as you said, you still can use Coach.me as a habit tracker, if you will, but it's the pivot to the digital coaching, frankly, was mind-blowing to me, and it's not just a small community of a couple dozen guys. offering some coaching tips. I mean, it is a very substantial, very serious community, and the coaches they have as part of this thing are very legitimate, very serious people who provide legitimate, real coaching. This isn't some intern-based app. So, I mean, it's great stuff. It's a wonderful community, and I appreciate, Will, you coming by to walk us through that. So let's talk about this idea. Now, there's a lot of people out there who struggle with their life, with their weight, with their health, with their business, with their productivity, with a whole myriad of problems. And we all could benefit from coaching. And I think a significant majority of people out there who need help, who need that coaching, don't seek it out. And that's unfortunate. So I want you to explain to us why coaching really does matter, how it's game changing, how it's world changing for so many people. And as I've heard you say, a lot of the people that we honor and admire as very successful leaders, they get all kinds of coaching. Walk us through why that's such a secret superpower.
Well, I think it was Tony Stubblebine, the founder of Coach.me that you had on the show a couple of episodes ago, who said that coaching is the secret superpower of exceptional people. And I think that's so true. Even though business owners and managers want their employees to have impact, the whole traditional executive coaching industry is kind of invisible to most people. And there's kind of a payment barrier there as well. People don't want to spend thousands of dollars to get this kind of mentorship and oversight. And the fact is, all successful executives have a healthy mentorship network. They have advisors and confidants who give them perspective and support so they can execute on their priorities. Richard Branson, for instance, has Freddie Laker, and Estee Lauder had John Schatz, and Warren Buffett had Benjamin Graham. Now, as a coach, and especially as a digital coach, I believe that everyone deserves this kind of outside perspective and support. And because digital coaching is so much more scalable than traditional coaching, it's possible to give that kind of service to people at a much lower price point without sacrificing quality.
Yeah, no doubt about it. I mean, that's, and to me, that's one of the most exciting elements to the internet is now the accessibility to have access and to communicate and to talk with virtually anyone anywhere on the planet. I mean, let's look at you and I talking from Chicago to Cape Town. Go a little deeper, though, on the differences between digital coaching and in-person coaching. I mean, in-person coaching has this stigma. I don't know if stigma is the right word, but it does seem unapproachable to most people because you would think it's some fancy schmancy guy in an oak panel office that provided me this coaching. But digital coaching opens up a whole new realm of opportunity. Talk more about the difference between the two.
You're right. It opens up a whole realm of opportunity. And the biggest thing there, I think, is that you can be constantly in touch with your coach. In traditional coaching, you would usually sit down with your coach once a week or once every 2 weeks for 30 minutes or 45 minutes. You would talk about your problems. The coach would make some suggestions, and then you would go away and try to deal with those problems. And then next time you have a session, bring up any further obstacles that you encountered. With traditional coaching, as long as you have your phone with you or as long as you're near your computer, your coach is there. As your problems occur, as you're having a difficult conversation or as you're about to go into a difficult meeting or as you're struggling to prioritize what you need to work on the current day, you can open up the app, you can talk to your coach, they can give you feedback, and you can immediately feel more energized and you can go and do what you need to do. And in fact, when you have someone on your side like that who's available at almost any time, I've seen that your impact and your productivity just completely skyrockets. A great comparison, actually, that I heard someone making once is having a traditional coach versus having a digital coach is like meeting with a golf instructor once a week in his office versus having him there on the range with you as you're making your swings so he can correct you while you're busy doing what you're doing.
Yeah, no, that's a great way to look at it. All right, Will and I will return after this short break. We'll be right back. Founded to celebrate the things we prize the most, Sean Minor Wines are delicious, approachable, with expressive flavors, and Sean Minor Wines are a great value for you and your family. With a portfolio that includes Sean Minor Wines, Four Bears Wines, and Point North Wines, you can learn more at SeanMinorWines.com. That's SeanMinorWines.com. All right, I am back with Will Funsale, a digital productivity coach on coach.me. So we were talking about the differences between digital and in-person coaching before the break. Let's shift now to how you can actually leverage this on digital platforms. I mean, and it seems like you can make email, you can send emails, you can probably make phone calls, and you can do a text-based coaching. Do you have a preference? And what seems to be the most common way that people are leveraging digital coaching?
Well, most of my clients are text-based clients. What that means is on a daily basis, we have text messages going back and forth. I will send my client a message. They will respond as soon as they can. I will then respond to them as soon as I can, etc. People really like text-based coaching like that if they want to focus on accountability. Then I would say the rest of my clients are 50-50 dealt between phone calls and emails. So emails aren't as immediate as text messages, so those tend to be for people who have kind of graduated in the habits that they want to build, but they still just want to check in every now and then and give me an update on how they're doing or maybe discuss new obstacles. And then as for the phone call-based coaching, I usually do that over Skype, 30 minutes at a time, and we can go through a lot of information in a 30-minute call. What I found really works is to have a 30-minute call with a person and then put them on text-based coaching afterwards just to keep them accountable for sticking to the things we discussed during that 30-minute call.
Yeah, no, I get it. And there's practicality for each of those options. I love the idea. I imagine it depends on the coach, Will, but is the way you do text-based coaching that I can send you a text at virtually any time and you'll respond to it in real time or as quickly as you can? I mean, is that how that works? Or do you have set hours that you're available to take those texts?
Generally, I respond at any time as long as I'm awake. Right. Because I'm in South Africa, there is a time zone difference quite often.
Right.
But as long as I'm awake, I usually respond within a couple of minutes. If I'm not awake, then I usually respond the next morning. My own process is that in the morning when I get up, the first thing I do is I check in with all my coaching clients that message me through the evening. And then throughout the rest of the day, whenever someone sends me a message on coach.me, I get a notification on my phone as well as an email. And I can either go into the app and respond to them there, or I can just respond straight to the email and they'll receive a message back in the app.
How comforting is that to have someone that's in a position to, time zones notwithstanding, respond almost in real time? And that, to me, that makes this thing so exciting and so real and so powerful. So how does it actually work on coach.me? I mean, is it a pay as you go? Do you pay a monthly fee? I mean, I just walk the audience through how the process actually works on coach.me.
Okay. Well, if you're an individual who wants coaching, you can go to the coach.me website and look at the various topics that they have coaches in. There are over 700 coaches on the platform right now, and they coach everything from mindfulness to productivity to fitness to writing and addiction, saving money, pretty much any topic you can think about. You go to the coach.me website, you select the topic that you want to be coached on, and then you're presented with a list of the coaches that can help you with that topic. And most of the coaches have quick little explainer videos as well, where they talk a little bit about the things they do, so you can get a feel for the coach that would work well with you. Then you can decide to either sign up for text-based coaching or phone call-based coaching. If you sign up for text-based coaching, that's $14.99 a week, and there's also a discount if you sign up for a month at a time. If you sign up for phone call-based coaching, the cost very much depends on the coach that you're signing up with. Coaches range their costs from $15 up to, I believe, $300, $400. It just depends on what their experience is and what they focus on. You can then either buy an individual call or you can buy a call package. And I usually recommend the call packages to my clients because in between the, say, five calls that they purchase, we can then do text-based accountability to make sure they stick to the things we discussed, as I said. And when we have our next call, we then already have a bit of a track record and some things that have happened that we can discuss during that call. Now, that's if you're an individual. If you're an enterprise, a company, you can actually sign up multiple people at your company for what's called leadership coaching. That's $249 a month. And with leadership coaching, these staff members that you sign up get put in touch with specially selected coaches on the platform who are trained and who focus on some very core habits that are related to leadership and management within businesses. Those are things like having crucial conversations, processing emails and communications, running effective meetings, and so on. if you sign up for the leadership coaching, your staff members then each get a coach, and their conversations with the coach are completely anonymous and private, but you as a company can get general feedback on how your company is doing, what we're able to help the staff members with, and what some potential other areas you might want to look into as well, if there are some cultural issues, for instance, that we see you might be able to improve upon.
Well, let me just declare to the audience who's listening to this, if you're not familiar with engaging a coach, whether it's in person or digital, let me just assure you and declare right now, those prices are extraordinarily reasonable. And for the quality of the coach that you're going to be connected to, it's some of the best money you can spend, particularly when you have a very serious need, again, whether that's on productivity or health or wellness or what have you. So those are extraordinary prices. So Will, let's go ahead.
Sorry, it's like I said, I think everyone should have access to a service like this, because everyone should be able to excel and to have more impact. And you're right, the prices are pretty reasonable. If you look at the coaches who specialize in Fortune 500 CEOs, for instance, they may well charge $4,000 to $5,000 a session. So right. At $14.99 a week or at $249 a month for your company, that's definitely a no-brainer.
It is definitely a no-brainer. So let's drill down a bit into your area of expertise and talk about productivity. I sit there, and if you spend 10 minutes doing a little bit of research, you will find thousands and thousands of articles on the web, but you will find hundreds, if not thousands, of books on how to improve productivity on Amazon. I mean, there's so much thought leadership out there about how to improve your productivity, yet most of us still really suck at it. I mean, so there is a need out there in a dramatic way for people like Will. So, Will, when you are engaging with your clients, I mean, what are the most common issues that these guys are encountering in the workplace that negatively impact their productivity?
Well, it's funny that you mention all the information that's out there, because I think probably 60 or 70% of my clients, when they start up, tell me that they've read the books, they read the articles, they follow the blogs, but they still can't get the things done that they need to do.
Right.
And the problem is, people consume a lot, but they don't implement what they learn. And that's where a coach comes in. A coach actually forces you to implement what you learn, not just learn and never use those skills that you pick up. So some of the things that I often help my clients with are getting high priority work done, and that involves having a to-do list for your day and having priorities on that to-do list and dealing with distractions so you can focus on that to-do list and finish what you have on your list and finish it knowing that you're doing it so you can make progress towards specific goals that you have defined. I also help a lot of people with processing email and other communications. A lot of people tend to deal with their email inbox as if it was their task list, and when you do that, anyone can add anything onto your task list at any time, and you've got no control over it. There are more sensible ways to deal with email without spending the whole day in your inbox, and a lot of people ask me about that. Then I also help people run more effective meetings. We tend to not have agendas for meetings. We tend to let meetings overrun, and we tend to let meetings spawn more meetings. There are ways to get away from these bad habits and to run short but effective meetings that have specific outcomes and where no one's time is wasted. And I help people figure out what those are in their specific situations. Then communicating clearly, for instance, especially when you're in a management position or when you're an owner of a company, you often need to have sensitive conversations. And there are certain ways based on research that you can have these conversations without hurting anyone's feelings, but also while making sure that your own ego isn't getting in the way. And then lastly, balancing life and work. A lot of people, especially entrepreneurs, tend to let their work-life balance fall towards the work side, and then their family and their personal life gets downgraded. And that's not a good thing, and it's not sustainable in the long run. So I help people schedule their time so they still get enough rest and they are still able to spend time with the people that matter. Because as I like to tell my clients, one day on your deathbed, you're not going to think, I wish I had worked more. You're going to think, I wish I had spent more time with my friends.
Right. Well, I credit Lyft way back when as being the engine that helped me become one of those inbox zero kind of guys. And so I feel I'm one of the few victors of those out there in the business world who have control of my inbox and it does not govern me, which is a big victory for me. But I think a big weakness in most people is this idea of tackling and understanding how to approach creating a realistic high priority to-do list. I think most people are really bad at that. And I, you know, one of the things I do is I've learned how to, I have to say no more often to requests for things. And when I've learned yes. that had a big impact. But is the kind of coaching you do? I mean, some of the real time text based coaching you do, I mean, would be in guiding people through how to set those priorities. I mean, do you go down to that level to help people actually determine those lists?
Yes, I do.
Yeah.
What I sometimes recommend to my clients is that we actually have a screen share the first time they try and implement the systems I explain to them. And then as they're creating their to-do list for the day, for instance, I can watch what they're doing and I can make suggestions and I can see where they're getting stuck or where they're busy overloading themselves. For instance, a mistake that a lot of people make is they put too many tasks on their list for the day without ever thinking about how long each of those tasks is going to take. And it's such a simple little trick to just, next to each task on your list, write down a time estimate for how long that task is going to take and compare that to the amount of time you have available in the day to figure out whether you're overloading yourself or not. People tend to not think about that, but when I sit with people and actually take them through the process, I can point out things like that, which are small changes that have a big impact.
Oh, I could just imagine, Will, the process where I present to you, I screen share you my 20-item to-do list. And you look at that and say, why are you even bothering with 10 through, you know, 11 through 20? Just don't even focus on that. Focus on the top 10 or whatever the numbers are. I mean, it's to get someone's affirmation to say you don't have to worry about that little stuff. That's game changing. It's the affirmation. You probably know that. You probably understand that there's things that you shouldn't be focusing on, but for whatever reason, you have them on that list. And to have a coach walk you through and say you have permission to focus on these higher priority tasks that have far more impact on your ability to be effective and productive. That's great stuff. And yeah, gosh, we could have a whole nother podcast on how meetings totally screw up people's productivity and time management. Oh gosh, I mean, we could. I'm convinced that 90% of the meetings that happen shouldn't happen, and then the final meetings that do have to happen are run so poorly, and that's why we just dread meetings. They can be very effective if done right, how beneficial to have a coach walking you through how to think that through a little bit. That's great stuff. We're about out of time, Will. Let's close on one final discussion here. We talked about productivity for a few minutes, and we've touched on some other things throughout the conversation. But for someone listening who's beginning to get intrigued by the power of having a digital coach, such as you could find on coach.me, any other habits that digital coaching really, really is effective on?
Yes, helping people to delegate. You mentioned now that it's powerful to tell people that they have permission to work on certain high-value tasks, but it's also very powerful to tell people that they should not be working on certain things. Mm. Most of us struggle to let go of the things that we shouldn't be doing, whether that's because we think we'd be able to do it better than someone else, or whether we just don't have someone else to send that work to. And a good coach can help you recognize what those things are that you should be letting go of and help you find someone that you can delegate it to. Because when it comes down to it, most of us only really have 3 or 4 high value things that we do and that only we can do. And that should be where you spend the majority of your time.
Hmm. Boy, you were speaking directly to me on that one. Wow. Didn't even think about that, but that's also very powerful. Well, Will, I hate to say it. We're about out of time. I do want to offer, I believe you have a little gift that you want to give away to those listening. So walk us through this opportunity with Coach.me.
Sure. Well, to all the listeners of the show, I would like to give away 1 week of free text-based coaching with any expert on the Coach.me platform. It doesn't have to be a productivity coach. It can be a fitness coach. It can be a diet coach. If you go to Pro Not Busy, that's pronotbusy.com/intrepid now, you'll see a page explaining how this giveaway works. All of the listeners who go, they can get a free week of text-based coaching with any expert on the Coach.me platform. And out of the listeners who sign up before the end of March, I will pick one randomly who will also get a free 30-minute productivity coaching call with me.
I may edit that out so that I'm the only entrant so that I can use it. But that's very cool. Well, thank you for that generous offer. We'll be sure, obviously, to promote the living heck out of that, and grateful to you and Coach.me for making that possible. So again, my audience, that will be we'll notate that in the show notes as well. So Will, before I let you go, again, how can people contact you should they want to learn more about all this?
So they can find out more about me on my website, that's pronotbusy.com, or they can take a look at the coaching packages that I offer at pronotbusy.com/coachme. And if they want to learn more about the leadership coaching that I mentioned earlier, they can do so at pronotbusy.com/coachme-leadership.
Got it. Will Funsale, a digital productivity coach on Coach.me. Will, a great pleasure to have you. Thanks for what you're doing out there, and appreciate you making time to join me.
Thank you very much, Todd. Enjoy the rest of your day.
I will. All right. Again, on behalf of my guest, Will Funsale, I'm Todd Schnick. We'll see you soon on Intrepid Lifestyle. Come on.